Tantor Audio presents The Longest Afternoon, The 400 Men Who Decided the Battle of Waterloo, by Brendan Sims. Narrated by Michael Page. When thou hast reached La Haye, survey it well. Here was the heat and centre of the strife. This point must Britain hold whate'er befell, and here both armies were profuse of life. Once it was lost, and then a stander-by, belike had trembled for the victory. Robert Southey, The Poet's Pilgrimage to Waterloo, 1816. Preface. Despite the passage of 200 years and the 20th century effusions of bloodshed on a scale previously unimaginable, the Battle of Waterloo has lost none of its resonance. Countless towns, railway stations, and monuments across the world are testament to its enduring importance. The concept of meeting one's Waterloo has entered the English language and was immortalized in the pop group ABBA's Eurovision winner Waterloo, thanks to which a generation of teenagers knew, even if it was all they knew, that at Waterloo Napoleon did surrender. Although the war did not end immediately, the battle was so conclusive that its name has become a byword for decisive victory. Waterloo, Victor Hugo wrote, was not a battle but a change in the direction of the world. Waterloo solved, as the historian Jeremy Black has argued, the Western question of whether Europe would be dominated by France or by a loose society of independent states whose balance was guaranteed by Great Britain and her continental partners. This made the battle, as the British Chancellor of the Exchequer George Osborne recently suggested, half in jest and half as a swipe at his Labour predecessors, a great victory of coalition forces over a discredited former regime that had impoverished millions. Without the Prussian...